sort of life. Every day, Mutt keep following me on the streets. I keep getting fan mail from Airedale.
Jimmy, you simply can't carry a grudge forever. Just because I made you play a dog for one show?
Oh, yeah? What about after the program when I asked you for my pay envelope?
Pay envelope? What did I do?
You made me sit up and beg for it.
But Jimmy, I do that with everybody on the program.
But what you made me do after that show, just for publicity.
Stop complaining, will you? A lot of people would be proud to stand outside the Brown Derby carrying a sign, I am the dog on the Eddie Cantor program.
Well, I didn't mind that so much. But to make me wear a muzzle and lie down and roll over while wagging my tail. No wonder people threw coins at me.
I try to save you embarrassment. I myself picked up the coins and paid for my dinner, didn't I?
Sure. You ain't in style, but what about me? When I walked into the Derby...
What happened?
The waiter served me my steak under the table. Then when I finished the steak, I went out and buried the bone. And I went home to my wife, my own wife. She looked at me as if I was a dog.
And what did you do?
What could I do? I bit her.
You can't go around biting people. Get it out of your mind that you're a dog. I want to help you, Jimmy. You are not a dog.
Thanks, Eddie.
You're just a little sick, that's all. You need medical care. Why don't you go and see a good veterinarian?
What?
I mean a doctor, Jimmy. I want you to get well. You must get well. And money is no object. I'll sell you my sun lamp cheap.
Oh.
You're my best friend, Jimmy. I want to see you get better. I'll sell you my vitamin pills.
I don't want to get better. I want to kill myself.
All right, I'll sell you a gun. Look, Jimmy, you can't leave me. We've always been pals. More than that, we are partners. Why, we've been together a long time.
Yes, but...
Why, I've raised you from a pup.
There you go again.
Oh, what does he want? Gee, I never saw Jimmy so angry. Now, here is a good friend with some happy news. Whenever we think of the song Over the Rainbow, we think of Judy Garland. Judy made it a wonderful song. And this wonderful song has been wonderfully done by many fine singers, including our own Dorothy Collis. Here it is.
Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. The rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? Somewhere birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Hello.
I want to talk to Jimmy Wallington.
This is Jimmy Wallington.
How would you like to meet me in the park?
In the park? Why, who is this?
Oh, just another dog.
You see what you've done? Eddie, they're laughing at me. You don't know what it is to have people laughing at you. And I ain't kidding.
That's evident. I don't need you, Mr. Wallington. You're not indispensable. I can do the program myself. I'm healthy as a child, ambitious as a young boy.
Why, I've got a good mind.
Go on, hit an old man.
I'm sorry, but I'm getting out of here.
I'm sorry you're leaving too, Jimmy. It's too bad we had to come to the parting of the ways.
Well, I've always been faithful. I've never gone out with other comedians. And they wanted me to.
I know, Jimmy.
You know about all those nights I spent sitting up, nursing your sick joke.
Yes, Jimmy. We've been together a long time. So long.
Well, so long.
Don't go yet, Jimmy. If we must part, at least let's part on a friendly basis. Remember, we've been through thick and thin together.
That's true. Your bankroll got thick and mine got thin.
Jimmy, we only get what we deserve.
So how come I never see you with a black eye?
Jimmy, that's downright insulting.
Look who's talking. I'm leaving.
Well, at least you won't go empty-handed. Here, take this. It's a gift from me to you.
Gee, thanks. I almost feel like not going now. You know, you can be nice when you want to.
Oh, you found it out too late, Mr. Wallington.
Oh, it's not too late. I'm going to stay. Do you mind if I look at my present?
No, no, it's yours. Go ahead.
Thanks. Dog biscuit! That's the end.
Well, there goes the best dog. The best friend a man ever had, with the exception of a friend of yours. Listen. And the hit tune, Anything Goes. Well, I'm really sorry about Jimmy Wallington. He was a good man. Hello? Usher speaking.
This is the head usher in the lobby. There's a tough guy out here who demands to see you about getting Jimmy Wallington's job.
A tough guy? Why can't you come in and tell me about him?
He tied me up with the switchboard wires.
What's that buzzing?
He just plugged in me nose for information.
Don't worry, son. He won't get in here unless he breaks down the door.
Excellent advice, my friend.
Who are you?
Never mind, Mr. Cantor. Before I came here, I had a very friendly chat with your sponsor. And he agreed to let me be the new announcer.
I don't believe it. Why doesn't the sponsor call me up?
Well, maybe he can't talk with that adhesive tape over his mouth.
Adhesive tape? Oh, this is terrible. Say you're in big trouble.
Don't worry. I told him you sent me.
Did you hurt him very much?
No, I just twisted his arm a little.
You twisted his arm? Oh, good heavens, good heavens.
It's not the one he writes the checks with.
Oh, good. I can't use you as my announcer. And that's final.
Don't be silly, sweetheart. I can give you two good reasons why you're going to hire me. And if that's not enough, I'll give you a third.
Just give me two good reasons. Never mind the third. Your artillery doesn't scare me, Junior. I'll give you 5 seconds to clear out of the studio. Get it? 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Right back where I started, and he's still here.
What are you laughing at? I was just thinking. How much more those eyes will pop out if I accidentally strangle you.
Wait a minute. You can't scare me. I've got friends. Did you ever hear of Humphrey Bogart?
What about him?
He scares me, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Cantor doesn't know it, but I pulled a switch and I've cut him off the air. Just to make sure that you hear something really important. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jimmy Wallington. Cantor still doesn't know it, but I'm in the studio next door to him. He's searching for the script on his salute to a show business personality. Doesn't know that I've got it right here, and I intend to prove to you people that I can play more than the part of a dog. If Mr. Webster were writing his dictionary today, I believe when he came to the word jazz, he would define it as something Satchmo or Louis Armstrong. This son of New Orleans is unquestionably the most glorified figure in jazz. Satchmo is short for Satchel Mouth, a nickname given him by his first boss, Joe Oliver. When a lady in Las Vegas asked him what is rhythm, Louis answered, "Lady, if you have to ask, you ain't got it." A few nights ago, I saw him in that city of crap tables, slot machines, and roulette. Even the losers applaud his winning personality. Watching him clown around, listening to his asides, is as much fun as getting a tax refund. Like at the Hollywood Bowl recently, where he did a television show with Eddie Fisher. He looked down at the body of water between the stage and the audience and inquired, "What you want me to do, play the trumpet or dunk my body?" There is an Armstrong cult not only in this country, but all through Europe. England, France, Germany, Italy. There are a few homes in the northern countries, Sweden, Denmark, and Norway, where you won't find his records. He's made personal appearances in these countries, too. When I asked him if he ever played in Russia, he said, "Sorry, can't sing through my nose." And then he added, "You know, Popsy, in that place, you can't open your mouth."
Jimmy Wallington doesn't know it, but I was listening all the time. And right now, I'd like to salute old Satchmo Armstrong with, "Is it true what they say about Dixie?"
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom around everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they say in every song, if it's true, that's where I belong. Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they say in every song, if it's true, that's where I belong.
Friends, I hope you liked my song. Now, here's some news you will like. Look, Mr. Tough Guy, if Wallington doesn't come back by tomorrow, you can have his job.
Okay, you got a deal.
Now go home and listen in on the radio to the rest of the show.
Gangsters don't listen to the radio. There's nothing on it that interests us.
Say, wait a minute. How many gangsters are there in this country?
Including the guys in Stir, about 3 or 4 million.
3 or 4 million? Well, there must be that many in Los Angeles alone. And they never listen to the radio? Why, there's a whole new audience there.
Sure. Why don't some smart guy set up a network just for crooks and convicts?
Give them the kind of programs they'll be interested in.
Sure.
Let's see. We could have Portia Faces Life with Time Off for Good Behavior. A Date with the Jury. John's Other Knife. Or One Man's Felony. And we would even have a special program for men who are waiting to get the chair. Your Electric House Party.
Yeah, but they don't use the chair all over. In some states, they hang you.
Well, that's no problem. For them, we'll have Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay.
Hey, it's a very intriguing idea, Kenneth. I wonder what the whole thing would sound like.
Suppose I show you.
This is Breakfast at Alcatraz. Convicts, do you wake up in the morning with that hemmed-in feeling?
Then listen as we present Jack Strongarm, All-American Safecracker. This program is brought to you by the makers of Dr. Sassafras, Sanforize TNT, convenient sizes, small, medium, and out of this world. Don't forget to enter our great new contest. See how many words you can make out of the letters TNT. It's simple. Here are a few examples. Tint. And there are thousands more. So enter immediately. And now here is today's episode of Jack Strongarm, All-American Safecracker. You will remember that yesterday, when we last saw Jack in his cell, his wife had brought him a mixmaster, and he was going stir crazy. Today, we find Jack with the warden.
Come on, Jack. Your reprieve was denied. Sit down in this chair now, and we'll put the straps on you.
All right, warden. Goodbye, warden.
The rest of this program will come to you by electrical transcription. Exaggerated stuff, wasn't it? But it was done for laughing purposes only. Now, here are some serious words that will save you money. Now, let's turn to Roy Edwards and listen as he sings I Love You from the Broadway musical Little Jesse James.
I love you, is all that I can say. I love you, I love you. The same old words I'm saying in the same old way. I love you, I love you. Three words that are divine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that make you mine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that make you mine.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my very real pleasure to once again present to you the star of our show, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, Jimmy, and I'm glad to see that you're back.
Only to get my check.
I like him, and I think he likes me. And I'm sure we both like bringing you this half hour of fun and music. So be with us again for the next round, won't you? And until then, remember,
when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, yes, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. So till the next time, be full of good cheer. I hope the next time I'll meet you right here and keep you smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.